we are now holding on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis at the top of the page. Two lines from the top of the page. We are at Amar Rava. Two lines from the top of the page. We just went through Rabbi Shimon's fantastic drasha of the pasuk in Devarim Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Zayin, where he had that amazing drasha where he learned five different isurim. Says the Gemara, after Rava saw this drasha, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Di Yelida imek Rabbi Shimon teled." If a mother wants to have a baby, she should daven that he be like Rabbi Shimon. And otherwise, it's almost not worth having a baby because, like, you can't compare it to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is awesome. But having said that, Rava says, nothing he said is right. There's a question on everything that he said. Meaning, he developed this hierarchy of what's most chamor to least chamor, and his entire hierarchy is off. In terms of what's most chamer to least chamer, because you can actually show, even though he thought Ola is more chamer than Chatas Nashim, which is more chamer than Bechor, which is more chamer than Todin Shlom, which is more chamer than Maaser Sheni, you can actually show that none of that's really true. That there are chumras that go in the other direction also. And Rava says, let me explain. My chumra to Bikurim Maaser. Why does he assume? Oh, I forgot to put Bikurim on the list over here. Bikurim is over here. Why does he assume that Bikurim is more strict than Meiser? Why does he assume that Bikurim is more strict than Meiser? Shekein Asurim Lazarim. Because Meiser Sheni, even if you're not a Kohen, you're allowed to eat. Bikurim, only a Kohen is allowed to eat. Yeah, but Adarabba, I'll show you that Meiser Sheni has something Bikurim doesn't. And that is, Meiser Chomer Shekein Asur La'onein. What does that mean, Asur La'onein? An Onein is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. But guess what? An Onein is allowed to eat Bikurim. So you see that Meiser Sheni is something that makes it more strict than Bikurim. So that doesn't work. This hierarchy down here doesn't work. And furthermore, Umay Chumra did Toda Ushlamim mi Meiser. Why did you assume Toda Ushlamim is more chumra than Meiser Sheni? Why? Because Shekein Tuunin Matan Damim Ve'imurin Legabe Mizbeach. Toda and Shlamim has blood and limbs that need to be brought on the Mizbeach. Meiser Sheni doesn't. You know why Meiser Sheni doesn't have blood and limbs that need to be brought in the Mizbeach? Because it's not, first of all, it's not an animal. It's produce. And second of all, it's out of carbon. So it doesn't have any of that. So that's why I told that you're assuming Toda Shlamim is more chamer than Meiser Sheni. But guess what? I can find something about Meiser Sheni that's more strict than Toda Shlamim. Adrava, Meiser Chamer, Shekein Tu'unin Kesef Tzura. Meiser Sheni's more chamer because Meiser Sheni, if you ever want to redeem it, what do you need to redeem it for? For Kesef Tzura, which is minted currency. You can't just redeem it for anything. Whereas by Toda Shlamim, apparently you could redeem without Kesef Tzura. And furthermore, Umay Churma de Bechar mi Toda Shlamim. Why does he assume a Bechar is more strict than Toda Shlamim? It must be Shekein Kedushaso Merechem, because a Bechar is born holy. How does an animal become a Toda Shlamim? You take a nice animal that you already have and you say, I hereby make this animal a Karban Toda or a Karban Shlamim. It's not born holy. The Bechar is born holy. So that's why you're assuming Bechar is stricter than Toda Shlamim. But he says, nah, I can tell you that there's something about Toda Shlamim that's more strict than Bechar. Adrava, Toda Shlamim chamurim shekein tun smicha. Toda Shlamim are more strict because they need smicha. What does it mean they need smicha? You need to lean on the head of the animal. You don't have that by Bukhari. There's no need for smicha by Bukhari. Going up the list, it's smicha, not just smicha, unisachim. Toda Shlamim also require nisachim. There are libations that have to be brought with it. Utznub aschaz v'shok. And you need to wave the breastbone and the thigh bone of the not just the bones, the breast and the thigh of the animal by Toda Shlamim. And you don't have to do that by a Bukhari. So there are many stringencies that it has over a Bukhari. And moving up the list, why do you assume Chatas Hashem is more strict than Bechar? Because Shekein Katshe Katshim. Because Chatas Hashem is Katshe Katshim, Bechar is not. What's the name of Katshe Katshim and Katshim Kalim? Katshe Katshim you can only eat? In the Beis HaMikdash, exactly. So you assume, this is Katshe Katshim, so it's more strict than Bechar. No, but Adraba, Bechar Chamor, Shekein Kedushaso Merechem. A Bechar is more strict in a certain sense because it's born holy. Whereas a Chatas and Asham, how does an animal become a Chatas or an Asham? You go over to an animal you already have and you say, hi, you're now a Chatas. And that's it, it becomes a Chatas. But it wasn't born that way. A Bechar is born a Bechar. Why is a Bechar born that way? because as soon as it's the firstborn, it's the Bechor, that's it. Going all the way to the top of the list. Why do we assume an Ola is more strict than a Chatos and Hashem? Shekein Kalil. Because an Ola has to be entirely burnt. Not allowed to eat any, no one eats any part of it. It has to be entirely burnt. That's what makes an Ola so strict. Well, guess what? Chatos and Hashem have something that Ola doesn't. Namely, Adrabba, Chatos Vashem Chamiri, Shekein Mechapri. A Chatos and Hashem are more strict because they are Mechaper. They give you kapara, they give you atonement. When you do an avera and then you bring carbon chatos, that fixes the avera. Ola doesn't fix any avera, it's just a carbon, but it doesn't fix any avera. That better be from Rabbi Storch or Rabbi Kamenetsky. Oh. No, that's not good. V'kulu chamiri me ola de ispu shte achilos. And all of these things, every single one of them, is more chamor, at least from Todan Shlomim up, they're all more chamor than Ola, because all of these things are eaten both by people and by the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach eats part of it, and people eat part of it. Ola is only eaten by the Mizbeach. No person eats any part of it. So, Rabbi Shimon, brilliant! What you did with the Pasuk is mind-blowingly brilliant. It's just all wrong, because the whole hierarchy of what you assume is more chamor than what is just totally off, because there are chumras that can go in both directions along the whole list. So it asks the Gemara, great, then Elamai di Yalida Ime Rabbi Shimon. Then why did Rava say that every mother should daven to have a child like Rabbi Shimon because of this drasha? The whole drasha was wrong. Answers the Gemara, di Lamai di Svira Leili di Dei. At least according to his own logic, according to his own setup of what's more chumra than what, Misares Leila Krav Vidarish Leil. He knew to take the pasuk out of order to darshan it, meaning the way he darshan the pasuk out of order is the only way he could have darshaned it, and that was brilliant. To realize that he's got to take a word here, a word there, and be able to come up with that fantastic drasha that he had on Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph. So that's worthy of a compliment, but he's actually wrong in terms of what's more strict than what. Main point number one: there are chumros in both directions between, and you could just write this whole list. There are chumras in both directions up and down this list, and just write down this whole list. I don't have to read it to you. Ola, Chatos Hashem, Bechor, Todah Shlamim, Bikurim, Maaser Sheni.
There are chumras in that list.
There are chumras in both directions. That's the point. Not just obviously there are chumras, but there are chumras in both directions. That even the things that are lower down on the list could be, are in a certain sense, are more chumra than the things that are higher up on the list. And main point number two is that Rava is impressed by Rabbi Shimon taking the pasuk out of order, even though he disagrees with his drasha. Rava is impressed by Rabbi Shimon taking the pasuk out of order to maximize his drashas, even though Rava disagrees with the drashas. He thinks it's really cool that Rabbi Shimon was able to do that. But then the Gemara asks the fundamental question. Rabbi Shimon's whole drasha relied on the idea that the whole pasuk can't be talking about just eating something outside of Yerushalayim, like it sounds like it's talking about. Rabbi Shimon's whole drasha, remember Rabbi Shimon's whole drasha was all about, well, it can't just be telling me that you can't eat any of these things outside Yerushalayim, because we know all of that from a Kal Vachomer from Maaser Sheni. His whole drasha was built on, oh, I already know certain averos from a Kal Vachomer. Wait a second. You know certain averos from a Kal Vachomer? What's the Kasha Baruch? Ain't on Shem Adin. Ain't Masirin Min Adin. You're not allowed to learn out of Yisurim that will teach you ultimately to get Malkus from a Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Shimon's old drasha doesn't work. Forget about what's more Chomer, what's more Kal. You can't use Kal Vachomers to teach you Yisurim. Says the Gemara, V'chi Masirin Min Adin? Can you learn an Azhara from which you're ultimately going to get Malkus? From a Kal Vachomer? Ha'afilu l'madi amar onshin min adin. Even the opinion that says you're allowed to be onshin min adin, ein mashirin min adin, doesn't hold that you're allowed to do an Azhara from a Kal Vachomer? Question mark. Answers the Gemara, Isura bi'alma. It's not teaching an Azhara, and you don't get Malkus for any of these things. It's just teaching that it's usher to eat any of these things outside Yerushalayim. But you're right, you don't get Malkus for it. Asks the Gemara, really? You don't get Malkus for eating all these things outside of Yerushalayim? V'ha'amar Rava, didn't Rava teach us? Zar, what's a Zar? A non-Kohen. A guy, again, and now we're back to an Avera contest. The guy's trying to win an Avera contest. So he's a non-Kohen. Sha'achal mina ola. Eats from a carbonola. What did he do wrong so far? Ate from a carbonola, and he's a non-Kohen eating a carbon at all, eating kachim kachim at all. Lifnei zrika. Before the zrika, and you never let eat any part of a carbon before zrika. Chutz l'choma. Outside of Yerushalayim. The Rabbi Shimon loka chamesh. Rabbi Shimon holds you get 5 malkios for that. So don't tell me that these things are all just these surim, but you don't get malkios for them. No, he says you get 5 malkios. One for eating outside Yerushalayim, one for eating before Zrika, one because you're not a Kohen, one because you're eating outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and one because you're eating a carbonola. So you get 5 malkios for it. Says Gemara, no, it doesn't really mean you get 5 malkios. Chamisha isurin hab, which just means you're doing 5 averos, but you're not going to get 5 malkios. Says Gemara, v'anantanan eluhein halokin. No, but our Mishnah said eluhein halokin. What does eluhein halokin mean? These are things you get malkus for, so don't tell me that you don't get malkus for them. How can I learn out all these malkus from a kal v'chomer? Answers the Gemara in Yud Chesam and Aleph, ela kray yaseirahu. Rather, we have to say that there's an extra pasuk from which we derive that you get malkus for all these things. Michti, let's analyze. Ksiv, we already have a pasuk earlier on in that same perek, where it says, ve'veis Hashem v'achalto l'fnei Hashem l'kacha b'makom, etc. Lichtov rachmana lo tucha lo uchlam. All the pasuk had to say was, everything we mentioned before, don't eat them. Mahadar mefarishbu rachmana lamali. Why does the pasuk not just say, don't eat them, but it actually mentions the entire list again? It must be that it's mentioning the entire list again to teach me that you get malkus for each of the things mentioned in the pasuk. El yichudei luhulavi lekolchad v'chad. To teach us that there's a separate lav, a separate los haseh for everything mentioned in the pasuk. Main point number three. A zar who eats an ola before zrika, outside of Yerushalayim, gets 5 malkias. A zar who eats an ola before zrika, outside of Yerushalayim, gets 5 malkios. He wins the Avera contest. And then we'll make main point number one in Yud Ches Amud Aleph. I guess next week's Yishir will be like 3 minutes long. Main point number one in Yud Ches Amud Aleph is we're not actually learning a Chi of Malkus in all these cases from a Kal V'Chomer. We're learning it from an extra pasuk. We're not actually learning a Chi of Malkus in all these cases from a Kal V'Chomer. We're learning it from an extra pasuk. That is Yud Zayin Amud Beis. That was the shortest one we had so far.